Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm so grateful and appreciative of all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into cool female filmmakers, actresses, voice artists, we got a great lineup here. We got from this new film called Carnal Soul, we got Alexis Iacono coming in. We have Alex Esso coming into the studio. But before that, we also want to bring in our guest hosts as well. But we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like or want to send some in-studio, maybe nice comments or that kind of stuff, I like to read them on off the air sometimes, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Also, if you like our music that we play, again, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guests of the hour or guest co-host, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on formerly known as Twitter, which is now X over there. And then thanks to the hacker there at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. So that's Tyrone Tan Official. And then there's this new thing called Threads. If you want to hit me up on that, Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had throughout the seasons. And I always like to rotate and bring in some friends and some colleagues, that kind of stuff. And I want to say thank you to all because it always makes it fun to have some of you guest co-hosts on here. But without further ado, we're going to bring in she is, and I've told her this into her face, she is my favorite scream queen. Yeah. She was a guest of the, she was a guest of the hour on the show, and I've had a pleasure interviewing her off the show as well. But she is, because of Halloween season, I thought it'd be appropriate. She is also one of the stars of Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. Here is the one and only, one of my favorite people, Melanie Kinnaman. Welcome back.
Thank you, and happy early Halloween.
Yes, happy early Halloween, and I think it was the timing just worked out.
It did.
And then so, you were on before as the guest of the hour, which I thought we had to start you off as a guest of the hour, and then now you're here as the guest co-host, which I think is an honor to have you as a guest co-host.
I love running shotgun with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So for those that maybe missed the show, or maybe just are tuning in for the first time, maybe tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and maybe, some little highlights really quick.
Oh, well, if you're into horror, I'm the final girl from Friday the 13th, Part 5, Pam Roberts. And yes, I killed Jason, even though it wasn't Jason, it was Jason to me.
Yeah.
And that's a whole long story, but yes, I killed Jason. And I've done so many things since then, but people seem to just remember me for that, or that's all they really want to know about.
Yeah.
Is that. So.
Well, and then again, I've asked you this, but again, a quick little thing, but so what is it like when you're now, I know you're doing, you're starting to do the conventions after all these years, but now you kind of, and you've given it such a, and if you guys really want to hear a really touching story, go watch back or listen back to the show with Melanie Kinnaman.
It's a real killer.
But you're now just getting introduced to the cons after all these years, and what is it like meeting with your fans and that kind of stuff? Because you said you had one big highlight kind of thing that you, when you meet up with them.
Well, it's been such a surprise to me that so long ago, and the fans are still loyal, and now they come with the grandparents come with the kids and their kids and their kids.
Yeah.
And they always tell me stories about how it's affected them, and it shocks me because to me it's just a horror movie.
Yeah.
But to them, it meant something that they bonded with the final girl, and a lot of them were going through terrible times, terrible childhoods, and being bullied at school. And so those stories really touched me about how the character I played somehow impacted their life and got them through a horrible situation. So that means the most to me.
Awesome, because you also said there was a you had a big community of type of people that you know that you did not know you had that kind of loyal following as well. You expressed that a little bit.
Yeah, the LGBTQ community who suffered a lot of bullies in school and at home, and somehow they bonded with Pam Roberts because I think they caught the positivity, and I was very strong.
Yeah,
you know, and I was approachable. A lot of people aren't approachable, especially in that position. They're kind of, they scare you. And I wasn't scary.
Awesome.
Though I was.
and so now you're obviously embracing the whole, the horror franchise and all that kind of, because I know you're not the biggest horror fan in general, but you're you know, you love what you did.
I love what I did, and I certainly love the franchise and what it's given me. Mm-hmm. It's changed my life, really. And again, I'm grateful to the fans.
Awesome. Well, if there's one thing you want to say to all your fans out there, what would you like to say to them?
Thank you for the support. It's been a lifetime of support from you. It's always great to meet you and see you and all the new people that come. And I just want to tell everybody to really never give up on what you're pursuing. Mm. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do it. Just hang in there and do it. Have confidence in yourself.
Awesome. Well, we also want to help promote anything you got going on. I mean, obviously, throughout the show, we'll probably do that. But just in case, how could people check you out? You got anything upcoming or anything that how they could keep in touch with you, that kind of stuff, or check you out?
I have shows coming up in Europe, so that doesn't really help the folks here in America. I'll be doing...
Well, this is worldwide, though.
Okay, so I'm doing Paris in June. I'll give you... If you're on Facebook or Instagram, Screen Siren 5, that's me, you will be able to get updates as to all the dates. I don't have them at the top of my head. I'm in Paris in May, and I'm in Germany in August. I know it's August 2nd and 3rd in Cologne, Germany.
Awesome. And then your social medias are all kind of good stuff?
Yeah. It's Melanie Kinnam on Facebook. It's Screen Siren on Instagram and also X.
And I like the way why you had that handle, Screen Siren, number 5?
Yes, yeah, Screen Siren 5.
What was the backstory to that?
Well, I didn't know what name to use when I first started social media because I was a novice, and somebody said, well, just come up with something. And my mother used to always, we used to watch old movies, and she used to call the women from the 40s and the 50s screen sirens. That was, and I never forgot that. I was like 3 or 4 years old, and the term screen siren was a big deal, so I remembered it, and I said, I'll be Screen Siren 5.
That's awesome.
And it stuck. So
that's awesome. Well, again, check her out, Melanie Kinnaman. Again, honored to have you here as a guest co-host. And normally what we would do a movie review, but what I'm thinking, because I want to, there's so much information on these two lovely women that we have, I think we just go through and
just
start
go.
With this. So okay, so one of the memos normally, I don't know, did you get the memo?
Yeah, I got it.
The memo is the guest co-host finds a way to arrange a way to make the guests of the hour to make them feel special. Again, I could always go to my backup plan, but did you by any chance arrange a way to make these lovely guests coming into the studio to make them feel special? Maybe, sometimes you're bringing them in on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders. Is there any special arrangement you made to make these women?
I brought them candy.
Candy? Okay, well, candy, but to come, you know what I did?
You brought trick or treat candy.
The candy? But I also brought, I thought, like the way we brought you in, we think, you know, they're lovely, in my opinion, lovely princesses in my eyes. Lovely women, but also beautiful women as well, as inside and out.
Okay.
So I thought we'd bring them in on, like a Cinderella-esque carriage. You think that would be appropriate to bring them in, make them feel good as well? So one of them is a dear friend of mine, Alexis Iacono. Again, she is, she's done so much work. You might recognize her from voice from stuff like World of Warcraft, Grand Theft Auto, and she does a lot of stuff that I want to get into. And then also we have an actress, also filmmaker, producer, Alex Esso. You've known her from stuff like The Pope's Exorcist, Starry Eyes, Dr. Sleep. And then they both collaborated to do this new film called The Carnal Soul. So what we're going to do on the count of three, Melanie, what you're going to do is you're going to press that button over there. We're going to whistle in on the horses on the carriage. We're going to bring them into the studio. So on the count of three, here we go. 1, 2, and 3. Uh-oh. Here they come. Into the studio on the Cinderella-esque carriage. They're coming down the studio. They're waving to all the fans there. Oh, they're stopping for some selfies, signing autographs. There's people throwing roses at them.
Prince
Charming. Guys, I don't know if they're taken. I don't know, guys. Throwing numbers.
My broomstick.
They're coming. Oh, they're eating the candy that you got them, too. Look at that. Oh, they're eating. Oh, wow. One's got a Snickers.
There's Prince Charming.
Oh, there he is. Okay, here they come in the studio. They're slowly coming down. Up, oh, Alex. And they're both. Alexis, they're signing autographs there. Oh, guys, and paparazzi's over there, guys. Oh, they're throwing people throwing kisses at them. Here they are coming into the studio. Again, we have actress, filmmaker Alex Esso, as well as producer, actress, voice artist Alexis Iacono. Here they are, Alex Esso and Alexis Iacono. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Wow, that was cool unison. Wow. Did you rehearse that?
No, we're just guessing.
Again, welcome again. Alex Esso, actress, filmmaker, as well as Alexis Iacono, producer, actress, voice artist, from the new film, Carnal Soul, The Carnal Soul, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. And well, thank you, Melanie Kinneman, for arranging the candy.
This sounds like a scary show.
Well, again, I think it's appropriate to kind of be a little, maybe a little scary, maybe because it is the Halloween season. Mm-hmm. So, well, again, what we want to do, again, I think it's great to have all three of you here. Alexis, we've been kind of planning this for a while,
yes.
And we've been dear friends for a while as well.
Yes.
And it's finally great to have you. And then Alex Esso, now you're part of the little tribe here. I've heard such really great things about you, and to prove that, I have long texts about you that
yes.
That she's told me about.
Did a little backstory,
yeah, so a little,
yeah,
little history.
So she, everything.
But I've you know, I've actually seen also
the
some
producer.
Back interviews yeah. as well that you've done with other people, and I found you to be very delightful and very very humble. So that's
Thank
what I
you.
That was one of the things that I also said. Oh, this is cool. So,
oh, cool.
Because I like to fill this room with a lot of great good people.
That's what I wrote. And, for him to say also, so just, you know.
Yeah. Then, nice way to follow.
Mail the check, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, thank you, Melanie, again. Melanie, it is still an honor to have you here as my guest.
Oh, thank you so much.
So again, so we're going to get right to this. So what we like to do, if the fans don't know already, we like to start off with a hard-hitting question, and then we'll go light. Okay, so the hard-hitting question, I don't know if your people talk to my people, here goes. The hard-hitting question is, we will start with, let's say, Alex Esso. And Alexis Iacono, but let's go maybe you first.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you born and raised? There you go. That's
oh my goodness. I was born in Dhahran, Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
And
okay.
I was raised there as well.
Okay.
We moved to Canada when I was like 12, but up until that point we were in Saudi.
Awesome. And Alexis Iacono, where are you born and raised?
Nice Italian girl from Bayside, Queens.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
New York City.
Are you Italian?
Yeah. No, I'm not Italian, but I'm a New Yorker.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
New York City.
So my bad Italian. Hey, Paisano. Hey, I just told you. You got that from Eddie Murphy, Delirious.
Yep.
So now, did you know Alex? Because I know it's Alex is short for Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, an actress or filmmaker or?
I think I did. My mom was a theater actress,
uh-huh.
so I grew up in the theater, going to all of her rehearsals and things like that. And I was also an avid cinephile. I would watch all the VHSs that my parents had. There was a real heavy censorship in Saudi at the time.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of movies would be kind of bootlegged.
And okay.
There would be like three or four of them on each VHS tape. So it was always kind of like you didn't know what you were getting.
Now, bootleg, you mean like old school bootleg
yes.
where you see like people in the audience?
Yes.
Kind of? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, for a long time, I thought that was a creative choice.
Oh, wow. That's
so
funny.
I grew up and realized.
So you funny. Had special movie nights.
Yeah. Yes, very special. Yeah, yeah. Everyone who would go on vacation and come back with a bunch of movies. So
that's awesome. And what were the kind of films that you like watching? I mean, for you know, being kind of sheltered that way.
One of my favorites was Wayne's World.
Okay.
And, you know, I loved anything that Jim Henson touched.
Okay.
I was a big fan of like old, like the old action movies, like Commando.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Die Hard and
That's
Lethal
awesome.
Weapon. Lethal Weapon, mm-hmm. the trilogy was one of my favorites growing up.
Got it, yeah.
yeah.
And now, what about yourself, Alexis Iacono? Did you know growing up you always wanted to be in showbiz, whether it's acting, producing, voice artist?
Well, I'll reverse engineer it. The voiceover and producing came later in my career, but I was actually at 10 months old. I was the first Purina Rolston baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, baby food girl. I portrayed because I had a full head of hair.
Wow!
I was in a papoose, and everyone thought I was Native American.
Wow!
And I don't. Everyone's like, "Oh, you were eating dog food?" And I'm like, "No, Purina Rolston is also baby food." But I mean, my parents were in stage parents, but they threw me into, you know, classes, and I was that kid that was like, my mom's like, if you only want to do one class, I'm like, nope, I'll do two, you know. And my breakthrough was playing Faye Ray. She was the screaming woman in King Kong. I portrayed her life story at the age of 10 on stage at a beautiful opera house in Warren, Pennsylvania. And she was my director, and I knew her personally up until her death. And that was sort of my breakthrough.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I was already, I fell in love with tap dance. I was a tap dancer, cellist.
Me too.
Yeah. I was already in it. I was always in it. No one forced it. I just knew. I love old movies. You know, I'm a huge Jack Lemmon fan. You know, that my email address is Miss Kublik after The Apartment, Shirley MacLaine. Mm-hmm. Alex and I share the same taste in film, from Cassavetes to Lethal Weapon. Mm-hmm. So when someone asks me, you know, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, I don't know. You know, from David Mamet, Glengarry, Glenn Ross, to silly movies like America's Sweethearts, to Shawshank Redemption, which we'll come back to, and, you know, all these films. So, yeah, I was always, I just knew.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I know you said really quickly, you gave me backstory. Your dad was a photographer. Would that have any inclination to entertainment as well for yourself, or no?
No, but it taught me to travel and be independent. Also, I was an only child. I still am. My dad is alive, God bless, and he was a prolific sports photographer for Sports Illustrated magazine. He covered 50 Super Bowls out of 54.
Wow.
From, you know, double trucks to covers. And when I was at a certain age, when I was allowed to assist him, I assisted him at the great boxing matches at Madison Square Garden. And so I saw life very differently. I don't want to say I grew up fast. I certainly have a Peter Pan complex that I'm very proud of or embracing. I don't have a choice. But yeah, I guess being in front of the camera with my dad and being surrounded by, I don't know, sitting having dinners with Derek Jeter at a huge event.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I was always part of it. So it was second nature to me by the time I was already auditioning.
Gotcha. We'll give a shout out to you. What's your dad's name?
John Iacono.
John Iacono. What's up, buddy? All right. So now, Alex. Okay. So how did you, and then, well, let's go with this. Who are your inspirations growing up, at least in the showbiz? Was there anyone that inspired you?
I was always a really big David Bowie fan.
Okay.
From Labyrinth on, pretty much. That was my introduction to him.
Okay.
Oh gosh, and I mean, I really was like Mel Brooks films a lot. Mel Brooks was a big influence on me.
As a filmmaker, maybe?
As a filmmaker, big time. And I really liked the sort of old musicals from the 70s, like 70s and 80s, like Victor Victoria and, you know, Annie and stuff like that. I thought that was a really, really great time for musicals.
And then Alexis, I kind of, who are your inspirations?
I mean, like, once again, it's this huge variety. I mean, once again, you know, Alex and I, this is why we're both here. Huge influences, John Cassavetes.
Was a later influence.
I had the privilege, I don't know if it was nerdy or not, but as a young girl, my mom introduced me to John Cassavetes' films. And as a young girl, she was like, because I had a little crush on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if I manifested it, but I saw this movie, The Tempest, and I had a crush on him. My mom's like, oh, then you would love him in Rosemary's Baby. And I'm like, right, so what little girl would, you know,
cut to
9 months later, we're flying to London, and he was on the plane.
Wow.
And I approached him. So influences like that, meeting people, you know, then I, once again, going back to old films, George Cukor,
Mel Gibson to, I mean, it's just, you catch me off guard because there's just so many. You know, and then of course, you know, you see Robert Altman's The Producer, which now, as an adult, I sort of relate to without murdering someone. But, you know.
Oh, you mean The Player?
The Player, yeah. Yeah. So it's films like that have always inspired me. And you know.
Well, my guest co-host, Melanie Kinneman, do you have any questions for these lovely ladies before we move on to the nitty-gritty? Maybe about their early career?
So how did you get into horror? What was your first... Was it just by accident?
Because
mine was.
I mean, I feel like, especially in the beginning, it's all by accident.
Yes.
I mean, I just... That was just the first thing I booked was a horror movie. I was just looking for work.
Like, I mean, haven't you noticed that a lot of show business is all by accident?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Because, I mean, you don't really get to choose how you get in, you know?
I met Kevin Costner a year and a half ago, and I'm in his new film. But that was not...
Congratulations!
But that was not...
Right, but it does...
Even in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know, that it was ever going to happen.
It's so true.
But it's all... I find, for my career, everything has been by chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it.
And yours?
You know, I had a second surge in my career. There was a huge lull in my career. I did a lot of theater. And Blue Caprice came around, which was the true story of the shooters, the snipers in Florida. Mm. And I wound up getting a role in that. And at the same time, I wound up getting not the HBO show, but the movie Penny Dreadful Picture Show.
Wow.
And and Lee Scott was the director, and it was all these anthologies. And I auditioned, and right there, he's like, "Oh, you got the part." I'm like, "Great." He's like, "So you're going to be working alongside Captain Spaulding." And I knew nothing about horror, and I legit said, "Oh, cool. So does he have a boat?" And he flipped over my resume, and he was like, and he realized, like, I did not know horror, and he was like, "Oh, girl, you got to do your reading." You know,
yeah, I didn't know either.
So that sort of morphed into horror. It's sort of the same thing. We were talking earlier about this, like, I didn't watch horror movies. I, you know, nothing against it, like, but it wasn't Texas Chainsaw Massacre or anything like that. No, but I'm just saying, like, people, and those fans are extremely loyal, and you certainly know that. Mm-hmm. I know that. But that's how it sort of rolled. It just fell into my lap, and then the next thing I knew, I was in Fangoria magazine. I did a short film by Pailene Kuo, Asian filmmaker, and I played this, you know, this black and white film noir, older, you know, this aging actress that, you know, talked to her baby doll. Wow. And it's sort of like, it went to Cannes, and it was me and a head with a baby doll, and I was talking and playing myself, which was creepy. And so when that came out, I certainly didn't have a dating life, because guys were like, "No, that's a hard no for me if your head is a baby doll." So that sort of just happened organically.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break. My guest goes, I'm going to have you introduce this song.
Oh.
And then we're going to talk and get into the nitty-gritty of your new film called The Carnal Soul, which is not even a horror, I don't think, right?
It's not.
I know. But we're going to do that. And again, really quickly before we go, social media, anything like that that they could hit you guys up on, just in case, without tuning up.
Sure.
So this is Alex Esso.
I'm really only on Instagram. It's just at Alex Esso.
Okay.
That's where you can find me. I don't have a Twitter or anything else.
Okay, and Alexis Iacono.
Alexis Iacono, Instagram, Facebook and X, I guess, but I'm more of an Instagram person.
It. All right, so Melanie Kinneman, can you introduce this song of the hour, and then we're going to be back more to talk with Alexis Iacono and Alex Esso of the new film, The Carnal Soul, after this. So, but we're going to have my guest host, Melanie Kinneman, star of Friday the 13th, The New Beginning, Chapter 5. Is that all that?
Well, it's 5. That's good. That's good enough.
Yeah. Again,
the fans know.
Yeah. Again, here's what's this song that we're going to be playing?
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Oh, there you got. You got it. Okay. Yeah. Normally my spelling
should
is bad.
Should be the story of my life.
Yeah,
Over You Now.
So here's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. And we'll be back more with Alexis Iacono and Alex Esso of the new film, The Carnal Soul, right after this. We'll be right back. Uh-oh, no, that's not the right intro.
Are we flying back down?
Indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
All the boys that I love love to break my heart. And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental. Playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary. Cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. I'm done, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down. Not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm done, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me instead. Is something wrong with me, or is it all up in my head? What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, again, she was a really guest here on the show. Check her out on Spotify, YouTube, social medias. Again, that's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E-P-A-T-T-E-R-I. Again, that's Jade Pateri. Awesome, dear friend, as well as a great guest. Again, that's Over You Now. Okay, we are back here with my special guest co-host of the hour, actress Melanie Kinneman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then my guest of the hour, we have Alexis Iacono, producer, actress, voice artist. Welcome back.
Hello.
And then actress, filmmaker, Alex Esso. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, so we talked about your guys', you know, kind of what you know, where you guys were born, what was your inspirations. Now let's talk to the nitty gritty. Let's talk about your new film you guys did. It's called The Carnal Soul.
Yes.
So whoever wants to talk about what it's about, and then your guys' involvements.
Oh gosh, I mean, I'll say just a little bit what it's about. It's about an old man who's trying to atone for mistakes he's made in the past.
Okay.
I like it already.
Yeah. Is this something, now, you wrote it, correct?
I did write it,
awesome.
Yeah.
And then what would inspire you to write this particular film yourself?
It's just kind of an idea that came to me one day. It made me laugh. I was kind of waiting to get coverage on this other script I wrote, and I was kind of pacing, and because I knew it was coming in soon, and then I just kind of distracted myself by writing like a short, and this kind of came out.
Wow.
I guess. Yeah.
And then you're starring it, or just
just directing?
Okay.
It. Yeah.
And then Alexis Iacono, and then your involvement with it, and then how did you guys come together to do this film?
Well, we've known each other for quite some
time. Okay.
And going back to the horror real quick, we were both, you know, she was doing Starry Eyes and I was doing, you know, Black Dahlia Haunting and all these films. Yeah. And we met on a photo shoot.
Oh wow.
And nothing against horror, but there was the horror actresses over there, the screen queens, and then there was Alex in the dining room, and I just, you know, gravitated to her, and we had a lot of things in common. We always stayed in touch throughout the years. I saw her career grow, and she's such a fine actress, and you know, wildly brilliant. And so cut two, it was a timing thing. She got in touch with me, and she's like, I just kind of wrote this. I did this thing. I want to do a short film. Do you want to produce it? And I read it, and I mean, I was already going to say yes, but I read it, and you know, it screamed. We said the same thing. Like it was very Larry David, very Mel Brooks, a little dry humor, yeah, which people will get. And just to be clear, it is a short film.
Right.
So it's a 12-minute short, but it smells of, you know, series and film, but at the time it was just like, you know, let's do this short film, and pretty much that was it. I hate to be this, I mean, not every film is like this, and I told her maybe the next film that we work on, it may not be that smooth, but from the beginning to end, it was organic. It was
awesome.
Great.
And it's hitting the festival circuits.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And you already started the festival circuits already?
Oh yeah,
we have. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm just gonna brag as the producer.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to announce that we won best short film for the Dubai.
Awesome.
Dubai.
Congratulations.
Short film festival.
Right.
We're semifinalists, or we were semifinalists for Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
We did the Los Angeles International Film Festival. That was the icebreaker.
Yeah.
And as of tomorrow is opening night for the La Femme Film Festival, and we're semifinalists for
awesome.
That.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank
seriously.
You.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, Melanie and Kim, before we wrap up here, I know time goes by quick, but
yeah,
any questions before I wrap up here with these two lovely ladies?
When can we see this?
So, it's screening this Friday at the LA Femme International Film Festival at 12 noon at the Regal Cinemas downtown by LA Live.
Right.
And I think that's everything.
Yeah.
But if they want to follow, just in case they miss.
The Carnal Soul has an Instagram page that Alexis dutifully keeps updated. And that's just at the Carnal Soul.
The Carnal Soul.
The Carnal Soul.
And then, so you guys got anything else coming up that you guys want to plug really quick? Obviously, the Carnal Soul, but I know you guys, look, really quick, I didn't get to go through a lot of your background because time goes by quick here.
Yes.
You from Starry Eyes to Doctor Sleep to Post Exorcist. I mean, you've done a lot. So, what else you got coming up?
Oh gosh. Well, I'm making this foray into directing. So right now, I'm developing a feature that I'm going to direct in the new year.
Oh, awesome!
I can't talk too much about it, but I am very excited. And then I have a couple indie projects.
And we need female directors.
Awesome! Yeah,
thanks. Hallelujah! I'll do my best.
Awesome. And then Alexis Iacono, I know from your great body of work, from voice work, from World of Warcraft to Grand Theft Auto, you do so much, and you know, it's hard to keep track with you as well. You got anything else coming up?
I'm right now in development with a documentary I can't discuss right now.
Okay.
Just worked with Mark Wahlberg's company.
Oh, wow.
Unrealistic. We have a project that we're collaborating on, and Alex and I were offered to produce and direct a feature film that's currently mm-hmm. we're working on together, and it was because of the Carnal Soul.
That's awesome.
Also, I own and one of the actors is in it. His name is Dan O'Hanks. He was a thief turned informant.
Yeah.
Very, believe it or not, very Abagnale, very
wow.
Uh, Catch Me If You Can. He actually knows him. It's a very similar background he has. And I produced John Cleese's Hacker documentary, and it's a series of episodes of John Cleese interviewing Dano, who Dano didn't know there's more to it. That's why Prince Harry was on the went to court, and you know, Dano had to go to court, and they won the case. It had to do with Dano working for Rupert Murdoch, and legit was giving information, but they were using information in not a great light. And John Cleese was one of them, because you know, there was a lot going on. His daughter was in the news, and so John was, you know, brave and was like, I want to interview you and I want to know how you did this. And I was approached by Graham Johnson from Byline Investigates, and he's like, expect a call from John Cleese. He wants you to produce a documentary. And so it sort of, things like that organically fell into my lap, and going into producing with other things. And so I'm working on that, and I'm working on another project with them as well. But I do want to go back to The Carnal Soul real quick, which is very important. The lead actor of the short film is Bob Gunton. He was the lead warden in The Shawshank Redemption.
Wow. Yes.
Fabulous actor, and a wonderful, wonderful man.
He's
he
a
was
nice man.
Just a pleasure to work with, and for us to get him was just mwah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, again, check out The Carnal Soul. Check these girls out. Again, Alex Esso and Alexis Iacono. I'm very, very proud of you guys and
Thank you.
What you guys are doing. And it's very inspiring, because the show is ultimately about inspiring others. You guys been inspired. We want to inspire those. Mm-hmm. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to become actress, filmmaker, you know, or maybe producer, actress, voice artist, or just want to follow their dreams? We'll start with you, Alex Esso.
I guess I have two bits of advice. One, no one is in the business of making dreams come true. So just understand that, getting into the business. And then two, if you build it, they will come. Okay. If you have something that the audience wants, then they'll come to you.
So. All right. Mm-hmm. Alexis Iacono.
Do as much travel as possible. Talk to people. Embrace it. Look around. Stop looking at your phone. And you do have to build a thick skin. I've heard this. I think it was Julianne Moore. She's like, it's not show art. It's show business.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a business.
Yeah.
And just be careful, be safe, in anything. But especially today, you know, there's a lot of Fagans and Artful Dodgers out there. But just hone your craft.
Okay.
Just hone it.
And last but not least, Melanie Kinneman. Anything
you know
by?
What I say, and fans all know, never give up. No matter what you want, go for it. Don't let anybody stop you. I'm still here. Never give up.
Awesome. Again, so we want to, well, first off, thank you all for being here. Happy Halloween, everybody,
happy
as well.
Halloween.
And again,
Halloween.
Check out The Carnal Soul. Follow them as well. Let's go to The Carnal Soul out there in the festival circuit. Again, we'll end off with the social medias really quick. One more time, Melanie Kinneman.
Melanie Kinneman, Facebook, and also Screen Siren 5. That's me.
Also, Alexis Iacono.
Alexis Iacono. No one's going to know my last name. Iacono. Just find me.
Okay. And last but not least, Alex Esso.
At Alex Esso on Instagram.
Okay. And again, important, The Carnal Soul, making it out there. Again, very, very excited, and congratulations on all you guys' success.
Thank you so much.
God bless you guys all. Thank you all. Adore you guys. So you guys are awesome. Again, I love and adore all you, all the listeners out there worldwide. Thank you all. And I like to end up my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.